Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican Donald Trump's support has grown broadly since he last sought the presidency. In his defeat of Democrat Kamala Harris, Trump won a bigger percentage of the vote in each one of the 50 states and Washington, D.C., than he did 4 years ago. According to an Associated Press analysis, he won more actual votes than in 2020 in 40 states. Even with turnout lower, Trump received 2.5 million more votes than he did in 2020. Trump cut into places where Harris needed to overperform to win a close election, especially in swing state metropolitan areas that have been Democrats' winning electoral strongholds. Now Democrats are weighing how to regain traction ahead of the midterm elections in 2 years. UW-Madison has jumped up in research rankings. 4 years, it was number 8 on the list of universities that spent the most on research, but now it's number 6. That's because it has $1.7 billion in research expenditures. About half of that came from federal grants and awards. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced $400,000 has been designated to construct a new facility for the City of New Lisbon's Law Enforcement Department. The new facility will reduce safety risk posed by the current century-old building, upgrade infrastructure, and improve efficiency. The funding comes through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Community Facilities Grant Program. The new facility will feature designated areas for offices of the police chief, administrative assistant, and officers to ensure the safety of both law enforcement and officials and civilians entering and exiting the building. It will also include a waiting room, break room, interrogation room, evidence and evidence storage rooms, armory, storage spaces, training area, bathroom areas, and a drive-through squad bay. Two men were arrested for poaching in Avoca. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that on Friday, law enforcement and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources received multiple tips in the Clyde Township of poachers looking for a deer they had shot overnight. During the investigation, a search warrant was served at an address on East Clyde Street in the village of Avoca. This search warrant resulted in the arrest of two individuals. Mark L. Reek, 36, of Avoca, for possession of a firearm contrary to an injunction, which is a felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor. And Kim H. Wardell, 69, of Muscadet. Wardell was charged with two misdemeanors for resisting or obstructing an officer and possession of drug paraphernalia, and two felony counts of possession of methamphetamine and bail jumping. He was also arrested on a probation hold. Parts of the illegally harvested deer were located at the residence. The investigation continues, and further charges will be referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office by Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today announced preliminary deer harvest and license sale totals for the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer season. Preliminary figures indicate the number of gun deer hunters in Wisconsin slightly increased compared to 2023. As of 11:59 Sunday night, sales for gun deer privileges, which include gun, archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses, reached 778,111, up 0.48% from the same time last year. Of those, 541,258 were for gun privileges only. Final license sales figures will be available in January, at which time DNR staff will perform a thorough analysis and interpretation. In total, hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer hunt, compared to 90,831 registered for the same period in 2023. This is a 1.8% decrease from a year ago and 4.7% below the five-year average. Hunters registered a total of 49,038 antlered deer on opening weekend, compared to 51,261 in 2023, a 4.3% decrease. The antlerless harvest was 40,165, which is up 1.5% from last year. In the Southern Farmland District, which includes Crawford, Grant, Iowa, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties, there were a total of 20,567 deer harvested, which included 10,585 antlered and 9,982 antlerless. Vernon County had the most deer harvested at 2,797 followed by Grant with 2,160 and Sauk with 1,908. Richland County reported a total harvest of 1,657. Crawford County saw 1,782 deer harvested, and Iowa County had a total of 993. Conditions for opening weekend this year were mostly cloudy and dry with some light precipitation in places Saturday morning. Mornings were cool and quiet. Temperatures rose to near or above 40 each day, which made for comfortable conditions for hunters. Reports from the field varied widely from good deer activity to little or no daytime deer movement. Some reports of breeding activity were still coming in, but overall deer sightings and harvest were down as expected, given the late opening date relative to the peak of the breeding season. At this time, the DNR has no firearm-involved hunting incidents to report during the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer season. During the opening weekend of the 2023 season, the DNR reported two firearm-involved hunting incidents. The DNR reminds hunters to always use the four rules of firearm safety, Tab K, as a cornerstone for safe and successful hunting. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best of times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. Leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting isn't appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. If you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may still be time for good deals out there, usually midweek. Book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. Opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. If you have children, book flights around nap times. Black Friday is traditionally the single busiest shopping day of the year. It arrives a little late this year on November 29th, with many stores advertising Black Friday prices much earlier. Instead of setting an alarm to brave crowds for deeply discounted items, dedicated shoppers are expected to look for deals online if they haven't already finished their holiday shopping. Retail experts predict increased mobile shopping and tighter budgets in a shorter shopping season. If you do decide to shop in person on Black Friday, the Better Business Bureau offers these tips to make your shopping experience productive and maybe even enjoyable. Have a plan to make the most of Black Friday deals. Start with a list of items and use sale flyers and promotions to determine which store has the best price for the big ticket and popular items. Set a budget and stick with it before heading out. Read the fine print. Some retailers may offer an additional percentage off the purchase, but could exclude certain deals or items such as doorbusters. Watch for companies boasting a high percentage off. The item may be 75% off, but the original price could be inflated. Carefully check the price tags, terms, and conditions. See if competitors have the item at a better price or have a better return policy. Check the reviews. If you're not familiar with the retailer, visit BBB.org to check their complaint and review history. Read product reviews on extremely discounted items. Plan out the excursion. Make a game plan of which stores to visit at which time and what items to buy at each store. Some retailers only honor certain sale ads early in the morning and have limited inventory of those items. Sign up for email alerts and reward programs. Many stores send their best Black Friday deals and exclusive coupons to subscribers to their emails. Sign up before the holiday season, then unsubscribe afterward if needed. Use reward cards or credit cards that offer cashback points or other benefits. Know the return policy and warranty information. Pass any information about returns, exchanges, repairs, and warranties to the person using the item. Gift receipts are an easy way for recipients to return or exchange a gift if it's not just right, but make sure the item can be returned before purchasing. Go online. You may not have to leave the house if the store offers the deal online. Look for free shipping and in-store pickup options to avoid the crowds. Coupon sites and browser extensions can offer discount codes that may bring the delivery price below that of an in-person exchange. See if the upcoming Cyber Monday price might be lower than the Black Friday one. Shop with confidence this Black Friday by choosing businesses that prioritize trust and ethics in the marketplace. You'll have peace of mind, avoid scams, and make smart purchasing decisions. For more information, visit BBB.org. Those wishing to be a recipient in this year's Smiles for a Child are reminded that applications must be returned to Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 Wednesday afternoon in order to receive gifts at the toy distribution next month.